Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. It's time to get back to Belfast for a giant city experience.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Delighted once again to welcome back our resident travel expert, award-winning travel journalist Ed Finn. And as we continue our Rediscover Europe series, we are now in the final part of our Portugal Uncovered series. Ed, I understand that this week you're going to tell us all about, sometimes I really dislike you intensely because of what you get to do. I don't really, but it's hard not to be jealous because you're going to tell us all about your experience wine tasting in the vineyard-clad hills of the Douro Valley. How gorgeous must that have been?
Yes, absolutely, Cara. Hello to you and hello to the listeners. And I must say that this is a kind of UNESCO heritage place, the Douro Valley, to give you an idea. But it's just absolutely stunning. Now, the Douro River, of course, Carol, starts in Spain and it goes over 900 kilometres all the way to the coast of Portugal and where I was there last week in Porto. And from Porto, in fact, you can take beautiful cruises, which are only about 124 miles, Carol. You can actually get a cruise from Porto that takes you all the way down the Douro Valley. And
oh,
it's really,
lovely.
Really lovely. What I did actually, because I hired a car and I drove from Porto to this beautiful little town called Amarante. Now, just to give you an idea, the Douro Valley is, I suppose, it's dotted with all these beautiful little villages, steeped in history kind of thing. And Amarante is only about 47 kilometres, I suppose, from, or a little bit over that, from Porto. So it's not far at all. So it was very easy to get there. And what's beautiful about it, Carl, is like, you know, you see this beautiful little like village and all these old wooden houses. It has Aurelian Chateau.
Excuse my ignorance here, but what's an Aurelian Chateau?
No, Aurelian Chateau, I suppose, would be like, it would be a famous brand of hotels, Carl. It would be famous, like, it would be like the equivalent of Ireland's Blue Book, kind of romantic getaways, spa weekends, retreat, but they all have a guarantee of amazing food and cuisine, right? So that's kind of what they're known for, gourmet restaurants. But imagine you're sitting outside on the terrace there overlooking the river and the beautiful little medieval town and a three-course lunch, delicious. And the whole thing was €16 for, for a Aurelian Chateau lunch. So I'll give you an idea. There's a beautiful property that you can stay there for about 120 a night for a room as well. And across the water, there's a beautiful place, Des Arts, Karen, and they had this most gorgeous hotel, big, huge, old-style rooms overlooking the river with terraces for 65 a night. So that'll give you an idea of just how affordable the whole area. Once you get out of, you know, main places, which are cheap in Portugal, but even cheaper, Carol, when you get out into these gorgeous little towns.
Well, I have to say, I was just going to say that, you know, from our conversations that we've had so far, when you were in Porto and then last week you were in Lisbon, I mean, it seems like the value for money is surprisingly good, especially now when you might expect it to be not so much.
Absolutely. And you're spot on there, because what hits you time and time again is just the price of things, you know, how affordable things are. And, you know, it goes right across, Carl, all things. Like, you know, like I got a haircut the other day for €8, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I was telling you last week, you know, when you're getting your washing done and you're getting, you know, you're buying food and supermarkets, you really notice, just like, you're like, well, can that be actually the price, you know? Because it's just very, now, there's a beautiful little town, Pinhão, is called P-I-N-H-A-O, and I went to one of the most famous, I suppose, wine estates here, which would be called Quinta do Bomfim, B-O-M for Michael, F-I-M. Now, that would be right in the heart of the Upper Douro. And in fact, Carl, it's owned by the Symington family, which you believe were originally Scottish, for five generations. And it's absolutely stunning. And then they have this gorgeous tartan there. I bought a little tartan shirt. And it's really funny to see the whole Spanish, or the Scottish, should I say, influence there. But the Douro River, that touches the village of Pinhão. And that's a kind of crossroads of the Upper Douro. And there again, like, if you have your car, you can go meandering kind of all along that lovely area. And from there, Carl, I took a mini cruise, which is just a 2-hour boat trip. They have these beautiful old ancient wooden boats. And it was like for the whole tour for 2 hours with the drink, it was just €20, which again, as I said, you know, just very, very affordable for a nice trip like that. And you'd have heard, Carl, of the famous ports, you know, vintage ports, tawny ports, Dow, D-O-W, they're famous vintage ports. These are all from Quinto to Bonfim, to give you an idea. So that would be the birthplace of two of what I suppose would be the 21st century's most famous ports, which would be the Dow Vintage, the only vintage port made this century, Carol, to have been awarded a perfect 100 points by the Wine Spectator magazine.
All right, nice.
So you know, you're in the company here of kind of great wine state. Another thing that was really lovely, the Quinto de Bom had a pop-up, it has a pop-up Michelin restaurant at the moment called Casa dos Ecos, which is this amazing eco-friendly pop-up restaurant. Again, very affordable. I mean, this whole area, Carl, is wine, gastronomy, and just beauty, really, I suppose, you know, because you're just completely blown away by groves of olives, orange trees, almond trees. The only thing breaking the silence over here, Carol, is like birds singing. You know, it's just like so
wow, it
peaceful.
Sounds gorgeous.
Yeah. Delightful. And you get to learn the whole history there because the Douro River, in bygone days, they used to take the wine casks and they'd ship them up the river, Carol, against the tide. And this was a real monumental task. And they used to take all these to the famous warehouses, which you'll see in Porto. You learn all the history of that when you do that tour that I did there at the Quinto Bonfim, which was really beautiful. And not too much. You know, some of these tours, they'd be very kind of a lot of talking. And you go down into the massive big casks. And these things are huge. Like, it's like the Guinness storehouse. And you see, like, where they store all the different ports and the wines. But I have to say, it's just beautiful to get out into this countryside. And whereas the weather in Porto, Carl, would have been about 22 or 23, it was about 32 here one day we were there. So, you know, it gets really... So if you went there in October or went there for the harvest, you can actually take off your shoes and socks and you can stamp the grapes if you fancy as well. And you can have great fun. They encourage
get rid of all the stress. All the stress.
It's meant to be the best pedicure you'll ever have, by the way, I was told. And apparently everybody hygienically washes and all that. And again, everything is done here. You wear your mask when you're inside everywhere again. Everything is, you know, done even on the boat trip. And when you're moving, then you're allowed to take them off and things like that. So it's right. All, you know, again, they're on top of all that stuff here, which is great. And you know what this is, Carol? This is Portugal uncovered, really, from we were talking about for the past few weeks. And these are parts of Portugal I'd never seen before. You know, it's not the Algarve, which we've all been to. This is just something really, really special. It's kind of got the wow factor. And I'm like, wow, 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 everywhere you're going. And it's just fantastic. It really is a wonderful experience, of course, to be back traveling again and all new places, Carol.
Indeed. Well, very high praise indeed there, Ed, now I have to say. So I'm going to put that one on the list as well. Gosh, my list is into like 5 pages at this point.
And come here, I had the most beautiful, there's a restaurant called DOC, and it's on the river there in Pinhão as well. And it's very elegant. You're sitting just beside the river and it's full of all those kind of places, you know, that you can really treat yourself.
So where do we get more information from then, Ed?
Yeah, the best website, Carl, just the easiest one would be visitportugal.com. Visit Porto is very good as well. And the Douro Valley. Now for the Quinta, just in terms of things that I spoke there, relaischateau.com would be where we had the lovely lunch. And Quinta Bonfim, as I spelled for you there. And that's just a really one of the best kind of wine places. If you want to go to one of the top ones, that's a great one.
All right, so that's Portugal now. We have uncovered Portugal. So putting your boots back on now and you're heading off to, I think
not
it's
too
Spain
far away.
Now, isn't it?
Yeah, not too far away at all. I'm staying kind of the Iberian Peninsula, really. I'm heading over to Barcelona and I'm going to go down to Sitges, a place that I've been going to for a number of years, right? And had to postpone a holiday there for the last 2 years now because of the COVID, of course. So I'll be there next week and we'll be doing kind of more sea. It has some lovely museums and food as well. But yeah, so Spain, we're off to Spain, Carol.
Well, we will look forward to checking in with you next week. It's really nice to have this catch up with you, actually, and to get a taste of what the European experience is like now. And obviously, that's only going to get better over the next months or so. So, Ed, as always, thank you for joining us. Stay safe there and we'll chat with you next week.
Obrigado, Carol. All the best.
Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. It's time to get back to Belfast for a giant city experience. Sunshine.